You're listening to The Country Hour on ABC Radio South Australia and Broken Hill.
Former Test cricketer Brad Hogg is going to be heading to agricultural field days again this year as Grain Producers Australia's mental health ambassador. And he has a new message this year. It's going to focus on taking a break, particularly after a large harvest in many parts of the country and an early break in the season for many, particularly here in South Australia as well. Mr. Hogg says last year's tour was an enjoyable eye-opener for him.
My big takeaway was that, you know, things are getting tougher out in those country regions, as we've always talked about. Farms are getting bigger, populations are getting smaller, and it's just creating a little bit more difficulty to create that friendship group out there. So you've got to make sure that you stay in touch and stay close with everyone that's still out there and make the community yours and own it and create the culture that you want in your community for yourself and the family.
And you're going to do it all again. Last year you travelled around to four or five field days and you're going to do it again this year. What's your message that you're wanting farmers to latch hold of this year?
You know, we're still worried about the mental health side of things, but within the mental health side of things, yeah, it's about connecting with other people, but you've also got to take a break, and when we say take a break, get away from everything, down tools, and if you've got a spare week, make sure you get away and just get away from the farm and the headaches, take your family away, forget about it, and recharge the batteries, and it doesn't matter what you're doing in life, you've got to have those breaks, otherwise you just wear yourself down, and if you can continue to just work your guts out day after day, year after year, and you don't take those breaks, it's going to affect you 4 or 5 years down the track. That's probably most important. So that's why you've got to recharge the batteries right now.
And it's particularly timely in South Australia and indeed lots of other parts of the country because we had a massive crop. A lot of people didn't even finish reaping until March, and then they've got to turn around with an early start to the season for seeding. So in particular, it seems quite pertinent this year that people take a look at their mental health and taking a break.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, when you say take a break, sometimes it would be nice to go on a month holiday, yes, but sometimes you don't have that luxury because the season's gone a little bit longer than you thought. You've had a bumper harvest, so that's extended it by a week. But sometimes if you can just have a short break, even if it's a couple of days or a week, just to recharge the batteries, take the family away, forget about everything, then come back, you're slightly more refreshed and you're ready to get back into the work that you've got to do, and plan it, but also be adaptable because you never know what's on the horizon. You know, a tractor or a vehicle might have broken down where you've got to spend an extra couple of days at home to fix that. Make sure you readjust your plan so that you still get that time away that you do recharge the batteries. I'll go back through the cricket synergies. You know, playing cricket, it's great to play all year round, but if you don't take the break, you lose that edge and it just becomes a little bit monotonous. And, you know, even as players, when we took a break, we'd only take a week off, especially bowlers. You still got to keep the motor going. You still got to keep the body churning over. You take timely breaks throughout the year just so that you can refresh the batteries, but you're not putting yourself in the red on an injury risk as well. And that's the same as farming.
Why are you keen to continue after last year's round of field days?
Oh, you're in the one out that we did out in Adelaide last year, Kathy, and we met there, and I did a spiel there, and there were a couple of people afterwards that came up to me that were going through a few issues themselves, and you know, just being able to talk about it and just seeing how people hearing a little bit of a message feel that within themselves they can start to speak out and open up about it and go and find the help. And I think that's probably the biggest thing for me, is just being able to help people speak up and go and find the resources to help them get through those tough situations. And look, my heart's in the country, and if it wasn't for my country upbringing, wasn't for country cricketers and country sportsmen helping me show the way of how to actually play sport and create the true values that been built in me, I wouldn't have made it. And you know, it's just my way of putting back into what the country has given me.
Now that people know you're coming, last year might have been a bit of a surprise, but now that they know you're coming, do you reckon you're going to be challenged to some cricket matches on your tour around Australia?
Oh, I think we can organise something in one of these field days. We might be able to organise something in a tent where it'd be good to do it in a tent because I'm bowling that poorly at the moment. But, I don't want to be hit down the creek and the ball floating down and we've got to go and find it 10Ks down the road. So at least the tent can hold it in. So, we might be able to find a challenge like that this year. I'll have to talk to Colin about it.
Well, I look forward to the Challenge Hoggy campaign as well.
Yeah, no, that'll be fantastic. I think we can call it Bell's a Pig, can't we, with a surname Hog?
Possibly.
Everyone likes a fresh bit of bacon, so, I'll be up for the challenge.
Former Test cricketer and GPA mental health ambassador Brad Hogg speaking there. To be clear, he's talking about people hitting the ballsy balls. But I reckon that'd be a great challenge. He's coming to the York Peninsula Field Days at Paskerville on September 26th to 28th. So Colin, who he's speaking about there, the CEO of Grain Producers Australia, is calling on to organise that. So might be something they could do here in South Australia. Now, he's talking about mental health there. So if there have been any issues raised for you, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. There's also the GPA Farmer Mates Mental Health Initiative as well.